whole new mahalach I wanted to share with you. It came to me this year, the whole union of Purim, and you know, it's a very important yisod to understand so much. One yisod that understands explains a very large part of the avodah of Purim, and that is, first of all, we have the concept of Yom HaKippurim as Kippurim, and the whole sequence of events in the Megillah shows and points a finger to one Mordek Nekuda, which is an unbelievable chizik for Klal Yisrael, especially because of the Mashiach. We have to understand that Adar is at the end of the year, and the end of the year corresponds to the Ikuz of the Mashiach. And really, the Yeshua from Purim is Adar is the Chodesh of Yosef, which is Mashiach ben Yosef. It's really the Adar of the Ikuz of the Mashiach. The Mechias Amalek is what brings the Geula. So we're living in Golas Edoim, so the hanging of Haman and the Mechias Amalek is what's awaiting, is what's holding back the Geula. So Purim is really the end of the story of the Purim is really the Geula. So the whole story of Purim Be'etzem, first of all, brings a tremendous chizik to us, a very big chizik to us, and it gives a lot of hadracha in Ikhzit HaMashiach. One very unique thing about Purim is that the whole idea of Purim is the Geula Mimavis L'chaim. There was a Geula Mimavis L'chaim. The Gzeira was out, Laharag, Lahashmid, La'abed, is Kol Ayudim. The Gzeira was out, Mamish, Laharag, Lahashmid, to kill, to wipe out. It also says, Eva Godel Layhudim. It was a matzav of Avelis, it was a matzav of Misa. What was Nizbar after that was a matzav of Tchis HaMesim. It wasn't like all other Nisim that Klal Yisrael was saved in the last minute. Here, there was a Bechin of Avel, there was a Bechin of Avelis, Kilo, you could sit Shiva on Klal Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom. And then it was Nizbar from there, a new Koyach, a Koyach HaTchia HaMesim that came out from the whole story of Purim. And Memes, this is such a beautiful Nakuda, because this is really the whole sugya, the whole story of Amalek. Amalek and Esau's whole belief is that once you're dead, you're dead. Esau's whole belief is Hina Anoichi Hoylech Lomas. Esau was Koifer, it says there by the Suda, which was the Suda's Havros, it says there that Esau was Koifer in Tchias HaMesim. And in other words, Esau doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim. Esau doesn't believe in Tchias HaMesim means, it means that there's no Tchia after the Bechinas Misa. That's what Esav is. That's what Amalek. So Pshata is that Esav's got no Koyach Havaya. He's got no Koyach Hailoda. He's got no Koyach of Tzmicha. He's got no Koyach that comes after a Bechinas Misa. That's the clip of Esav. Once you're down and once you're gone, you're gone. Mashenkin by Yidin is just the opposite. Esav's brother Yaakov Inu, which is a Pasha Stuma, because it was Nistamai name, but Saras Hashibud, where things were really bad. Then Yaakov Inu is Bikish Legalis as a Kate. Then Yaakov Inu, Yidin represent that when he goes down and down till the Matzav where it's done, it's finished, it's other Abba. Then there's a Tchias HaMesim. Then to a certain degree, it all starts all over again. That's the Sod of Atischak Liyom Achron. The Chasam Sofer says, Atischak Liyom Achron, that the Tzadikim feel on the last day of their life, they feel they're about to have a new Hailada. So it's so Faket, so Atischak Liyom Achron, it's a Bechin of Simcha. And that's the difference between Yaakov and Esav. But that's the Klal. The Klal is that Esav holds that when there's no hope. Once you're dead, once you're down, there's no hope. The whole story of Purim is a Mechir Samalik, is a Mechir of Esav, because the whole story of Purim proves that Faket, they went down to a Matzav of Evil Godel, they went down to a Matzav of Misa Mamish. But from that Matzav of Misa Mamish, there was Zorcha to a new Tchia. There was Zorcha to a new Tchia, and the new Tchia came with a new Kimma Mekiblu, and it came with Yeses Esav, Yeses Oz. The Leda of Mashiach, the Medrash says in Eichod, the Leda of Mashiach was when? The Leda of Mashiach was Leil Tishabov. It came to a Matzav of Misa, came to a Matzav of Churban, and then it's Noila, the new Havaya. The Havaya Chadosha is born B'Shas the Misa. And that's the Hepach Esav. So you see, that's the whole story of the Megillah. Whole story of Megillah, it goes to a terrible Matzav. It goes to a Mordek, a bad Matzav. Oh, but from that matzah began a Havaya Chadosha. That's the Indian of Yosef Atzadik. That's the Indian of the Trei Mashiach and Yosef and David. And this is a Pel D'Gazach, because this is the whole Sod of Mesiris Nefesh. We know that the Yeshua came about through the whole Indian of Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh means this Nakuda. Mesiris Nefesh means that when a person gives up his life for the sake of sanctifying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So pshat is the whole Indian of Mesiris Nefesh. We know from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the first one we know to have Mesiris Nefesh. And Avraham Avinu came out of he was thrown into a Kibshon Eish. And there was a Bechina of Misa. But from there came out a Havaya Chadosha, an Avraham Avinu that was going to spread Hashem's word to the whole world. Yitzchak Avinu was Nekad Al Gabi HaMizbeach. There was a Mesiris Nefesh. There was a Parach and a Shmosam, say Chazal. But what came out of there was that Yitzchak couldn't have children. And after that Kedah, he got a nuk. Pikabola, he had a neshama of a nukva, because Yitzchak is gvura, and gvura is nukva, and nukva is nekeva, so he couldn't have children, because he has to be a dachar, a zachar, and it was his neshama of nekeva left, and he got a neshama of a zachar, and forget, and after the story of the Akedah, that's when he had an havaya chadosha. That's the story of Klal Yisrael. That's the story of Klal Yisrael, and that's what Haman doesn't understand. Haman doesn't understand that Klal Yisrael be'etzer is shaykh to havaya, and this is a very deep yisod. Because the Torah begins, Bereishis. Bereishis is the beginning. And it says Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Bereishis. Bishvil Yisrael Shenikru Bereishis, which means that Klal Yisrael has always got a koyach of a havaya chadosha. And how do you form a havaya chadosha? Sometimes by Bechinas Misa, that's from the Misa comes out a havaya, comes out a new chadosha, comes out a havaya chadosha. That's the sod of Yisrael Shenikru Bereishis. Amalek tries to cover up that Bereishis, and he tries to make himself into also a Bereishis. A Bereishis goyim Amalek. But what's the siman that he's not shaykh be'etzim to havaya chadosha? Because achrisay adayovit. Because when he gets to the end, that's the end of him. When he gets to the end, that's the end of him. That shows that his rishis is not a real rishis. But Klal Yisrael's rishis should be Yisrael Shnikru rishis. By the egel, the egel and the story of Purim are very related. The Yom HaKippurim is when Moshe Rabbeinu came down to be mevaseh that there was a kapara to the cheta egel. And Yom HaKippurim is Kippurim. The Egel and the story of Purim, by the Egel Hashem says, V'chal o'isam, I'm destroying. That was the end. That was the end of Klal Yisrael. Purim, it was the end of Klal Yisrael. And both times it was Nisbara that there's a Havaya Chadosha. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mechadish the whole Klal Yisrael again with the Havaya Chadosha. Moshe Rabbeinu is Oymed and he is Shomer on the Rishis of Klal Yisrael. That's why Mezayis HaBrocha, just before Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, the Apostle says, V'yah Rishis Loi. Vayah Rishis Loi. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu restores the Indian of Rishis. Haman thought that he's going to make the Gzeira against the Yidin on Zayin Adar because it's the Misa of Moshe. Tipish of Olam. The whole Indian of Moshe is that Moshe Rabbeinu is Megala, that a Misa is a Rishis. What does it mean that Misa is a Rishis? That on the day of Moshe, on Zayin Adar, which is Petiris Moshe Rabbeinu, it's also Leidas Moshe Rabbeinu. The Misa is a Bechinas Havaya, and that's Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's the Madrigal of Rishis. Vayah Rishis Loi. So Mela Haman made a mistake that it's coming to an end, because Amalek understands that Misa is coming to an end. Of a Bayidin, it's the beginning. So the Misa's Moshe is on the Yom Leidas Moshe. And that was the story of, that's the story of Purim. That who do they need in order to bring about that Nakuda? They needed Mordechai and Esther. Esther, it says in Targum, Esther is Sahar. Sahar is the moon. Esther. And Esther in the Targum means the moon. Right? Sihara. The moon is called the Sihara. Esther is the Sihara. A moon, as it gets closer to the end of the month, it's a pachad, it's disappearing, it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller, and it's totally disappearing. But from, and then it taka disappears, then there's a bechinas misa. But from that misa, there's a rachis, there's a ischachis. And that's the mitzvah of a chodesh zelachem. The mitzvah of a chodesh zelachem is shaykh to bracious, it's the same nekud as bracious. Rashi, beginning of the Torah, says Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, the Torah should have began. Because the Achodesh Elohim is the constant Rishis. And forget, it's more important in a way than the Bereishis. Because the Achodesh Elohim was a mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael to show that even when it comes to a matzah where it looks like it's gone and there's a misa that's only a hachana, that's only a preparation for a havaya chadosha. That's the Achodesh Elohim. Esther's the moon. Esther represents this Nakuda that even though Klal Yisrael came to that terrible Darga by Purim where it came to an end, it was Mamish, Mamish came to an end. That's Nisgala, that's Mamish, it's a Havaya Chadosha. Chazal say that Esther went to. Starting without you, don't mind. Because I've got somebody coming at 3, so I have to start. Chazal say, you can listen to that. It's a very sort of thing. Chazal say that Esther went and Esther was davening and Esther went in Noichach Pnei Melech, and Chazal say that corresponds to Esther was Oymed Mula Kodesh HaKadoshim, because the Kodesh HaKadoshim we said was what? The Kodesh HaKadoshim we said We didn't say that. But the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Avodas Yom HaKippurim is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is the Mokum HaTchi of Klal Yisrael. It's the same Mokum of the Rishis. It's the Evan Ashsia. It's the Rishis. It's where Klal Yisrael, even if they came to a matzav of Ein v'Efes, nevertheless, the Kodesh HaKadoshim is a Mokum Faket where it's Nischadish and New Havaya. B'Shas the Chorba Beis HaMikdash, where the Yidin came to a Matzav Ein v'Efes, Rachmana Litzlan, the Kruvim were Ma'urin Zebezeh, and the Kruvim B'Shas the Churban were embracing each other, and the Kruvim says the Gemara Yom is like a Zachar and a Keva, and when a Zachar and a Keva Ma'urin Zebezeh means they're about to be Moilid, a Havaya Chadosh, they're about to have a child. The Kodesh HaKadoshim is Megalit at the end by Klal Yisrael is a New Havaya, it's a Haschol HaKadosh, it's a totally New Havaya. That's the Kodesh. So the Eil Klal Yisrael finished, was done. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Megaleh Vaya Rishis Loi, that Klal Yisrael is so rooted in the Rishis, between Yisrael, Shnikru Rishis, that even when it comes to an end by Klal Yisrael is only the beginning of a Havaya Chadosha. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, which is the day when you go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, to say that there's a new Havaya of Klal Yisrael. There's a new Havaya of Klal Yisrael. Esther corresponds to the moon. She's the Sar. She's the moon. And the moon always corresponds to when it comes to a matzah where it's all gone. There's no more moon. There's a new moon. There's a Rosh Chodesh. And that's when it's Nischadish. So Esther's connected to that union of the Kodesh Kedoshim. Esther was standing Mullah Kodesh Kedoshim. And that's why Tzidua that Amalek, the clip of Amalek, he holds that there's no Havaya Chadosha. Once it reaches Ayin Ve'efes, there's no Havaya Chadosha. That's why Amalek, Asher Korcha B'derech, and Korcha B'derech is the Inyan of Pegam Keri, Korcha is Keri, Pegam Abris. The Bris is the Mokim where the Yid has a Koyach from there to be Noitza Havaya Chadosha. But Amalek, Samun is that there's no Havaya Chadosha. It comes to an end, The whole Indian of there's no Havaya Chadosha. That's why it says that Amalek was Machshel Klal Yisrael with Mishkav Zocha, because that's something that's not Moitzi Peiris. It's that something that there's no Havaya Chadosha. So he tries to kill off the Koyach of Klal Yisrael, the Emunah, at the end is Havaya Chadosha, and that's the Pegam of Keri that the Machshel Yidden. That's the Indian of Pegam Abris. That's why you see that Pegam Abris causes a person Atzus and Yirsh. Why does it cause a person Atzus and Yirsh? Because we know that all our other Averis, every Yid feels inside him that there's always a Koyach to make Havaya Chadosha. If I had a terrible day yesterday, the worst day of my life, I came down to Ayin Ve'efes, but I know tomorrow morning I can be Mischadish, I can start all afresh. Chadoshim Lipkorim Rabba Emunasecha. I can start all afresh. But through Pegam Abris, it's Ki'ilu, a person's killing that Koyach of Havaya Chadosha that he has, and maybe that causes Yirsh. So the whole Indian that will turned around, the whole Yeshua that came through Esther, through Shiz Megala, that there's a new month, there's a new Havaya Chadosha, that's why Purim became such a Moedik Simcha. It's the opposite of Etzev. Etzev comes through Avelis. But when there's what's the biggest Simcha? When there's a Mazel Tov. When's there a Mazel Tov when a child is born? And what's the Mazel Tov by a Chasna? That the Chasna Kala are going to have more Chum Etz Hashem, they're going to get married to Mekayim Etz Baruvu and bring new children, bring more Havaya Chadosha to the world. Simcha comes from Havaya Chadosha. And Etzev comes from when it comes to an end. Esav corresponds to Etzev, but Yid comes from Simcha. And the whole story of Simcha, Lahuda Moisa Oyre, but Simcha Vesasa, and Sasa is Mila. Kedushas Abris is Shomer Yid's Koyach to have a Havaya Chadosha. And Mila, therefore, that's why the day of Purim is the day of Simcha. Because the day of Purim is the day where it was Nizbar that Klal Yisrael had a Havaya Chadosha. We came to an end, but we had a Havaya Chadosha. That's the Simcha. The whole Purim is a Simcha. And that's why also Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur with the Luchos Shniyos, which is Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's why Kimu Bekibla on Purim was also the Torah Shebaal Peh. The connection is, because what's the difference between Torah Shebiksam and Torah Shebaal Peh? And this is Moedik. The Indian of Torah Shebaal Peh is you mustn't write it down. Why? Because it's on the Peh. It's Dibur. What's the Indian of Dibur? The Indian of Dibur is you bring out your Dibur. You bring out your Ruach Mamalala, your Nefesh Chaya. You bring out your Nefesh Chaya. Every time you speak, you bring out a new Havaya Chadosh, you bring out a new Chiyas. Kol HaNeshama Talal Kol, Kol Neshima Neshima, it's a new life. Torah Shebaal Peh is the Torah where you feel the whole time. That's why Torah Shebaal Peh is the Koyach of Chidush. Chidushi Torah means that it's Havaya Chadosh. It's a Havaya Chadosh. Torah Shebaal Peh is the Torah that we speak with our Dibbo, that we speak with our Ruach Chai, that it's the whole time being moiled a new Chiyas. So on Yom Kippur is where we had a kapar for the Chet Egel, where we were done, we were gone. And then it was Nizbar that we have a new, after we're gone, we have a Tchis HaMesim, we have a new Chiyas. And that corresponds to Torah Shebaal Peh. After the story of Purim, where we were gone, and Esther, through her Koyach of Chish HaLavona that she represents, she was brought about a Yeshua, that brought a Simcha, that brought like a Tchis Amesin to Klal Yisrael. And that Tchis Amesin to Klal Yisrael, then they were Makabal Torah Shebal Peh, because Torah Shebal Peh is the Koyach where there's a Chiddush of Torah. And that's when we know that Torah Shebal Peh only comes through the Inyan of Mesiris Nefesh. Because Mesiris Nefesh is where you give away your old life and your Moilit Ahavaya Chadosha. That's Mamish the Nakuda of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh has Shaychas to Yom Kippur. Torah Shebal Peh has Shaychas to Purim. Purim and Yom Kippur is one day. It's a Chiyas that comes after. It's a Chiyas, a new Chiyas that comes after Bechinas Misa. So that's why Haman was, when he saw things were going well for him and he was being Matzliach, he was in the best mood. But as soon as he saw things were going bad for him, things are going down for him, by him that means gone. By Yidin, it got so bad. Haman thought, they're done. They're so bad. Then suddenly Haman started seeing a tzmicha coming from there. Suddenly he started seeing the Klal Yisrael starting to sprout. I just killed them all. There's a gzeres nechtam betabas ha-melech. It's done. They're done. That's right. So they're done. And what you're seeing now is the Havaya Chadosha that comes after they're done. And that's why Zeresh said to Haman, Im Mizera ha-yehudim Mordechai, Im Mizera. Just like a zera, you put in the ground. The zera you put in the ground, it has to rot before the koyach atzmicha works. The koyach atzmicha only operates after it rots. It's a havaya dosha. Yehudim are zera. Imi zera ha yehudim. A yid is a zera. Even if you make him ois, even if you make him rot, you're only making, you're only preparing for him a havaya chadosha. So when she started seeing Klal Yisrael going up, then she realized that Klal Yisrael are now after the ayin ve'efes. They're after the ayin ve'efes. They're ready after the darg of Me'ayin. Esa'ena elahorim, Me'ayin, I'm ready past that ayin. Now Yovei Ezri. After the Me'ayin. So he said, Im Mizera HaYehudim Mordechai. The Gemara says that when the Gemara in Megillah says on that pasuk that when the Yidin go down, they go down to Leofa. But when they go up, they go to the Kechovim. And the Tefer Shlomo says that going down to Leofa is a hachona for going up to the Kechovim. That's Mamish the Nakuda. That's the Tchis HaMeisim that a Yid is shayach to. Every Yid is shaykh to a Havaya Chadosha. And that's the Koyach, that's why we see that Haman, that's why you see that Haman is Purim is never Mispatel. Purim, it says that even though all the Moedim are going to be Mispatel, Purim is never going to be Mispatel. Purim Mispatel? Purim is the Chiyus that comes after the Bittel. Purim is mamish the Tchis HaMeisim. What's lasid love? Tchis HaMeisim. How can Purim be bottled? Purim was the Tchis HaMeisim, was a reflection of what Tchis HaMeisim is going to look like. Purim is Tchis HaMeisim in mind of the main of the Ikat Tchis HaMeisim is going to take place lasid love. So Purim is never going to be misbattled. Forget Purim shows on Tchis HaMeisim. Purim is an ingolus. If you want to know, if somebody says to you, prove me that it's Tchis HaMeisim, take out a Megillah Sester. So the Megillah Sester, you can prove the Inyan of Tchis HaMeisim. Torah Shebal Peh, Mr. Nefesh, you see what comes out that proves the Tchis HaMeisim. That's the Nekudah of Yosef HaTzadik as well. Nekudah of Yosef HaTzadik is every day, throwing him into a bar when the Choshem HaKrovim, he's done. And from there he grows out. He always grows out from being in the bar. And the second time they put him in the bar, and third time he came out of a bar. A bar is something that's under the ground. He came out from under the bar, from in the bar. He came out and he became Melech al Yisrael. Chodesh Adar is the Chodesh of Aleph Dar. Aleph is always the Haschola. Aleph is the Haschola, is the Abay Chadosh. Everything begins from the Aleph. Aleph Dar was Mechadesh Adar, is the Mechadesh that the Aleph, the Haschola, came down here in Klal Yisrael. Living with that koyach is chadshus. It brought down anew. The Aleph brought down anew is chadshus for Klal Yisrael. That's the chodesh Adar, and that's the chodesh of Yosef HaTzadik. That's the rishis. That's the whole rishis starting all over again. The whole pagam was caused because they thought they were miyayish. They thought it was the end. They thought they were miyayish. They were going to go back and build the second Beis Hamikdash. The second Beis Hamikdash Be'etzem was built from a Yiyush. It came out of a Yiyush. The second Beis Hamikdash came out of a Yiyush. And that's why the second Beis Hamikdash is a type of Tchias HaMeisim. And the second Beis Hamikdash is where they had, where the Ikkes Pashtus of Torah Shebal Peh was. Because Torah Shebal Peh is the Inyan of Tchias HaMeisim. It's a Chiddush of Tchias HaMeisim. The whole Beis Sheni was a Chiddush of Tchias HaMeisim that came after the story of Purim. So the first half of the Megillah comes through being Miyayish. Nenem Mitzadotzen Shalach HaShverish means Yiyush. You have to know a Mordek and Nakuda. Kol Zman, every Yid, Lamoshel, when he wants to do, now we're coming to a practical side in Avodas Hashem, every time a Yid does an Avera, a regular Yid, a Yerushamayim, Ein Tzadik Borat Sashiyasa Dovi Yechla, it's ours and it's Gaber sometimes, and it's inevitable, and that's life down here. Ein Tzadik Borat Sashiyasa Dovi Yechla, Ki Yitzaleva Odom Ramin Urov, says the Pasuk. But he doesn't really have enough in the Avera. He feels bad, he feels conscious. A minute after Avera, he's terrible charata. Even B'Shaas Avera, he knows he's doing the wrong thing. If you could be Nene, Mr. Dosan Shalach and Shverish, that means that your ruchnis was dead. Other Abba, you're sitting and you're being Nene from the Sultan Shalach and Shverish, means your senses, your nerves, your Yiddish nerves are dead, onam, done. That's the Begam, Nene, Mr. Dosan Shalach and Shverish. And from there, there had to be a Bechinas Tchis Amesim. So Meida, therefore, every Eid has to, from the Yom Tov of Purim, the Simcha of the Yom Tov of Purim, is every Eid has to derive Mordek HaChizuk and Simcha in his own Avodas Hashem, in his own private Avodas Hashem. However bad sometimes things seem, and even if it doesn't have to be in the whole person generally, even if it's in a certain middle of the person, a person feels, you know, sometimes that he's dead in a certain middle, in a certain avoid that he had. He must have been miyash. He must always look at it. It's a hachana for the next. It's a hachana for the havaya chadosh that's coming out. It's a hachana for the havaya chadosh. The kesher between Adar and Nisan. Nisan is mamish da'aschola, and Adar is when it all came. It looked like it came to an end. The kesher from Adar to Nisan is the kesher from the end coming a new aschola. That's a very big avoider. We have to see every day, and that's what we're celebrating. That's what we celebrate when we celebrate the Kiddush Havana, Chlal Rosh Chodesh. We count according to the moon, and the Goyim count, Esav counts the sun. If the sun goes down, if there's an eclipse, then the Goyim think that the world's coming to an end. Well, we see it every month. We see the moon leaving every month. But we know tomorrow somebody's going to be citing a whole new Zach. That's why the Rosh Hashanah is on Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah is on Tishri, is on Rosh Chodesh. The pshat is that Rosh Hashanah is a time where Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech. Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech is a time where Yid wants to start all over again. When we Mekadosh the Chodesh Rosh Hashanah, that means that we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you gave us that koyach with the Levana, that even though last year we were Averis and we did Averis, we might have come to a bad point, nevertheless we're starting all over again. Then the smichas between Adar and Nisan is the smichas of coming to an end and starting all over again. And Adar Abba, the story of Nisan in the Oram Makof and Choyme starts in the Chamisha Asar and starting now till the end of the month to get smaller and smaller. We're not scared of that smaller and smaller anymore. Faket, Adar is the whole month of Adar. The whole month of Adar is a month of Simcha. Shenichnas Adar Marav Simcha. The whole month is a month of Simcha. Because we look at the matzav of Aliyas and Yeridus with a totally different eye before Purim. Then once we have the story of Purim, is we realize that Klal Yisrael is always going to be the Rishis. Klal Yisrael remains the Rishis, but Shvil Yisrael Shnikra Rishis. Adarav, Klal Yisrael is always going to be Rishis, and the misa of one thing is only the begins the Rishis of the other thing. The last thing that the Torah says about things is Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchos. Leinik Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu smashing the luchos as a result of the Chet Egel should have been the end of Klal Yisrael. Immediately after the words Leinik Klal Yisrael, we begin Bereishis for Shul Yisrael Shnikra Bereishis. That even when Moshe Rabbeinu smashed, even the luchos, that was only a hachana. It was a hachana for the luchos shnius. It was a hachana for Torah Shabbal Peh. It was the hachana for the whole chias of Klal Yisrael, for the havaya chadosh of Klal Yisrael. And every yid has that havaya. Every yid has that koyach, has that havaya chadosh inside him. That's the mysterious nefesh that Eden have, that we know that there's no such thing as coming to an end. We know that there's absolutely mamish, nothing, no bechina of end, no bechina of end by Klal Yisrael. It's always going to be an Havaya Chadosh, and it's always a matzav of simcha, and that's the sod of a tischak liyemacham. That's Eden klapi Amalek. When it comes to the end, just before Mashiach's coming, Amalek feels he's coming to the end. And Klal Yisrael feels the hargosha that he's coming to the beginning. Klal Yisrael feels the hargosha that he's coming around to a havaya chadosha. And that's why we see b'dereinu ono so many yidden that were nothing in Yiddishkeit, that were dead, totally dead in Yiddishkeit, and suddenly they have a koyach of mamish tchis amesim. The Bali Tshuva today is mamish a koyach of mamish. It's mamish a koyach of tchis amesim. it's a matzav where people came to an end. They were dead spiritually, and suddenly from nowhere starts a havaya chadosha. That's a siman that we're already holding at. We start feeling ready the havaya chadosha of the zman of Mashiach. And Faket, and Esau feels he's coming to an end. Esau feels he's coming to, because by him the end is right at the end. That's mamish, that's kufa that we're living in now. Yidus to take mordigus chachus. That's why the words of the Hilgar of Nachman, that the words of the Ruach Hakodesh from Gula, what's the song about Yush not being Yush?
Ain't Shum Yush.
Came out in his door, the ancient Yish. It's not some ancient Yish, don't be Miyash. Why not? I am a Yish, Chasu Shom. I haven't got Torah mitzvahs, I haven't got this Kilu. Why shouldn't I be Miyash? The Torah says, because this door is Machadish. This door is Machadish, that it's a Mashiach ben Yosef Dikador. It's Mashiach ben David Dikador. Look at David HaMelech. David HaMelech was born in Nephil. David HaMelech wasn't supposed to live Bechlal. David HaMelech's whole life came after being in Nephil. Malchus Abikabala is not going to Nam, and Malchus Abikabala is the Indian of Ragler Yordus Movis. Ragler Malchus is the Bechina, where it goes down into the Bechina's Misa. But then, from there emerges what's called the Dov Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. And by Kiddush Levana, when we look at the moon, when we celebrate, when we Mekadosh the Levana, is then being Mekadosh Levana, that's when we recite Dov Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. Just like the moon came to an end, and from there it began Havaya Chadosha, Dov Melech came to an end before he began. And then he started Havaya Chadosha. So Malchus has to do it Torah Shabbal Peh. Yosef has to do it Torah Shabbal Peh. Kibin Zakunim is Rosh Tevet, Shishis Sidra Mishnah. David has to do it. Malchus, though he Torah Shabbal Peh. Because that's Mamish the Kibbechina. Ragler, Yerdus Mavis. But that doesn't scare a person. Because from there, it always starts Havaya Chadosha. That's a Murdika Chizik. That every single one of us is to be Mechazik ourselves. However bad sometimes things are, however many you read this sometimes, it's a door where Taka, there's a lot of you read this, there's a door which is very difficult to hold on. But nevertheless, it's a door where on Mitzacheni a person can feel a Mordek is chachos every time, even after. You get people that push it, you get, anyway, I know Talmidim that Mamish, they have best days and they have the worst days of their lives, and then you get called from them that they're the highest, and you get called from them that that's the end of their life, and then you get called the next day that Baruch Hashem, things are much better. I don't think this used to exist in earlier generations like that. But it's existence, because this is a generation of the Hargosha of the Golos Edoy, where you were Hargosha of Yush together with the Nitzitz of Mashiach that's emerging, which is saying that there's no Yush, which is saying that there's no Yush. It's the Yush of the Golos Edoy, the Yush of Esav, who says Hina Noich Hoylech Lomas, who's Taka coming to an end, because Achrisa Yadi Oved, together with the Bilbil, together with the koyach of the Trey Mashiachin coming out, which Yosef is taken, David HaMelech is taken out of Ragler, Yerldus Mavis, the Malchus, and is taken up. Yosef HaTzadik is taken out of the bor, taken out of the bor to become Melech. All Yosef's you read is were only achonas for Elias, and that's what we're mamish feeling. Adar is at the end of the year, so it corresponds to the end, corresponds to the mamish, the ekas of the Mashiach. So every one of us should be zeicha to always feel a koyach v'schachus in our life, and always feel that nothing can ever come to an end in our life. Always feel that every morning we have to feel a totally new schachus. And this is really the Mechias Amalek. If we really want to fight Amalek, we have to fight him. We have to say that even when we fall and we drop and we tell the Yetzirah, this is not the end. I know it's Amalek telling us it's the end. It's not the end. It's a hachana. It's not the end. It's a hachana. We are Zera HaYehudim. We are Zera HaYehudim. And the school for that is the Inyan of Shmiris Abris. The Inyan of Shmiris Abris enables a person to feel the whole time that he still has a koyach to make Havaya Chadosha. He still has a koyach to make a Bechinus Havaya Chadosha. And the Gam Abris is that falls into the hands of Amalek, who his whole clip is that he doesn't have that koyach of Havaya Chadosha that comes after Bechinus Misa. Yosef HaTzadik was running away. Yosef HaTzadik was running away. Yaakov Avinu was running away from Esau, and it says, "Va'yifka mokam yolan shom kibor shemesh." The middle of the day becomes sunset. It became dark. It was scary. It looked like it's the end. Esau's got the shlita. Hey, Yaakov Shvorcha promised him, "Oyez aracha kafar ha'oretz." When you get a bracha, the children are going to be like the afar ha'oretz. That bracha entails that even if they're going to be a bechinazav, even if they're going to go down to the afar, nevertheless, there's still going to be a Feratza Yom of Akedma. It's only going to be the beginning. And that's where Yaakov was promised this when he was being taken with Esav. Esav has his times of Shlita. But when he's down, he's down. That's the end. He should be Miyayish. Yiyush comes from him. But Eden, there's no Arach Nachmon is a keno, and Reza Hashem is Baruch, and Shemizorcha to be Mekabal, it's the Mekabal, the Indian of Tchis HaMesim, and to be Mekabal, this whole Indian, Ba'av of Rotzayim, and, you know, Shemizorcha, and Hashem is Baruch, to finally be Moicha Mali, finally be Mechazak ourselves, and understand that the whole Simcha of Purim is the Simcha that a Yid is always a Rishis. We should be Strash Nikar Rishis. We are so deeply rooted in the beginning, in the Havaya, that even coming to an end can't tear us away from the beginning. Even coming to an end can't tear us away. The Torah ends with Le'enei Kol Yisrael. Such a terrible matzah, Shviris Aluchis. And nevertheless, it was only bringing Klal Yisrael. It was a seed that was sown and bringing Klal Yisrael to a Havaya Chadosha. Once we zoichem et Hashem to the Mechias Amalek, then we'll be zoichem to the Shir LaShem, Shir Chadosh, of seeing the Havaya Chadosh, and seeing the totalist Chadshus. Amalek's not here anymore, and the whole idea of his Yashnus is going to be erased. The whole idea of getting old, the whole idea of his Yashnus is going to be erased. And then there'll be a Shir LaShem, Shir Chadosh, and every moment we'll feel a certain Chadshus, we'll feel a certain Havaya Chadosh, and a certain Chadshus that will bring us et Hashem, Lo'ilam Lenetzach, Netzachem, B'meher, Amenu, Amen.
There's a question to the Torah about the idea of mechir, that on Purim when we get like a glimpse into the idea, it's the recognition that even the Yeridas are also for
that's right, all planting Havaya Chadosha, and that's such a merdik, that is the moon in Tchis HaMesim. If he doesn't have a moon in Tchis HaMesim in himself, he's a koyfer b'Tchis HaMesim. If he doesn't have a moon in Tchis HaMesim himself, Then he's koif in the whole Indian of Tchis HaMesim. If your mom is with Tchis HaMesim, your mom is in your own Tchis HaMesim as well.
The pshat over here by the story of Purim was, what was the point of merit that they got? Meaning, if they're taka kilu dead, if it's nechtam b'tabas ha-melech, so what is taka? Mechitesi, that there should be that chiddush,
because that's the koyach of Klal Yisrael. The koyach of Klal Yisrael is the Klal Yisrael are so makusha to the union of Rishis, the Rishis which Yisrael shnik Rishis. They got, once they got the mitzvah of Achoydesh as Elohim, so it's saying that there's not even Misa can take you away. Fakir, that was the matana of Achoydesh as Elohim that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael when we came out of Mitzrayim. That was the Hizbaris when we came out of Mitzrayim. Even if it gets to a mitzvah of Misa like the Egel, it's always going to be the Havaya Chadosha. That is what Klal Yisrael represents for Klal Yisrael. That was Yaakovina's Avoida, Yaakovina Loi Meis. That was Yaakovina brought Klal Yisrael to the Darga, they're not even Misa's at the end. Not only is Misa not the end, but Misa's also the beginning. And that's the whole sod of Soif Maisa b'machshava t'chila. The whole sod of Purim, the whole Nes of Purim came from the Vayim HaShvi, Ketoyv Lev HaMelech Bayoin. Shabbos is the Zeichel HaMaisa Bereshis. Shabbos is the Soif HaShvua, but it's a Zeichel HaMaisa Bereshis. In other words, the soif of Klal Yisrael, that's the sod of Atischak Liyamach. That's the sod of the Yiddish folk. The Klal Yisrael is Oymed Lenetzach. Adarabi, you see so many times in history, Klal Yisrael looks like they come to an end. and then there's a Havaya Chadosha after that. After the Holocaust, there wasn't a Havaya Chadosha. Right. Even the future Brach and the Yidin that remained, you know, with orphans and without families and without money, without nothing, where's it heard of that a nation should be able to recover from such a terrible thing like the Holocaust? It's Mamsha Le, it's Havaya Chadosha. There are times where you see Pashut, and that's rooted in the Indian of Tchis HaMesim, that we're Man and Munna Shlema, that there's going to be Tchis HaMesim.
We're saying that the Indian was the Bechir Mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bats, and we were.
They can do something. They can kill, and they can do it. They can bring it to an end. But the koyach achaya, the Gemara says in Tanis, is one of the things that Kodesh Baruch Hu never gave to a boss of Adam. And that koyach that he never gave to a boss of Adam, one of those is the koyach of chaya, the koyach of tchis amesim. But one of those three things is the koyach of tchis. So that's where nobody can meddle with.
That's an avoda, though. This concept of the Eden either being kafaretz or the kachvei shemaim, which we're saying, does that. In a certain sense, say that like we either have a certain bipolar avoda where it's like the malach galach kind of thing. Is that the?
I don't know what that means.
Meaning like one day your mouth, one day your gut. Meaning like you have that like.
As a like a chila, you say.
I'm saying is that the nature of a yid that we have these crazy highs and crazy lows.
Look, the nature of a yid is yes, though, and it's very very difficult to be consistent. That's true. But the nature of a yid, when I get to this year, is that even his yiridas can be turned into at least. Even these are readers, a person can make them. Once heard from Rabbi Yaakov Shechter, he knows that that when he was a boch, he went off the derech completely. He went so low that from there he became a Rosh Kol. That's this world.
That's the whole Zach. From his hafich, the
Chashech Lanur. That's right. It's Chashech Lanur. It looks like a misa, but it's really a havaya. It looks like the end. Batischak leyamachran is also stirim in Ebe. It's the yamachran. He's going to die. Dying is lachim of Avelis. Batischak, he knows properly at it. That's Rabbi Kiva who saw the Chorban. He saw the yam. So Rabbi Kiva comes from Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. He comes from Yosef. He comes from Yaakov. He comes from that Nakuda and sees the Havaya after the Chorban.
I heard from Bresver Chassin. He's saying Ein Shem Yesh is Rosh Tevis Ish. Ishi Hundi Hayav Shushan Ivrat. That's what was the Alad Gula, the Amuna.
I think that Mordechai was Lovish Sack.
From the Sack. That's right. Oh, you see the whole story there. That's right. From Sack he became, from nothingness it became. The whole ending is the Miyain. From the Miyain was that was
Ish
the
Miyain.
That's the story of Purim. That's what's special about Purim. And that's the connection between Purim and Yom Kippur. That's the kesher between Purim and Yom Kippur. Egel was also such a matzav, but Yom Kippur bought that. And it came down, and that's the story of Kodesh Kedosha. At outside the Kodesh Kedosha is a Chorban, they're in the middle of destroying. But you see the Kruvim together, it means that Klal Yisrael and Ben Shalom are in the midst, Kaviyachal, of a Chibur, Zachar, and a Keva, which is going to be Moilid in the Shalom Mashiach. At the Chorban Mamish, the Leil Chorban, that's when Naschalta the Gula was. When it was Nistumay name Shal Yisrael, that's when Bikadov Aches is Rashi Bikash Yaakov the Galus locates. Yeah, Shmizuch, it's Hashem. If I could see if you have time over Purim, you're welcome to pop in Purim. And it's Hashem at some point, anytime.
What do you do on Purim? Like before the Sudah?
First thing is to close yourself off. And daven and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Adal Yoda is that there's no world, there's no idea, there's nothing. It's just connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was just telling somebody before on the phone that the whole Sada Purim is that even talking Shtiyot, Em is talking tomorrow, which Shalom Alam in Adas. Talking Go Hecher Zach. I'm not talking about a Kal Rosh, I'm talking about an Elach Eid. You hear him talking Shtusim, it means he's talking Dvarim, which Shalom Alam in Adas. In other words, just connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I love you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I feel mamish, I'm the etzem ma'atzami part of Hashem. I feel there's nothing now in the way. I feel so connected to you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's a yom of tefillah, it's a yom of saint HaKadosh, and that's what tefillah is. And Esther taught us tefillah, Esther Malka taught us the sod of tefillah. So that's what it's teaching us the Tavim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Purim is the purest tefillah. It's tefillah where we're not kilo distracted by anything else. There's no cover, there's no nothing, making ourselves mashiga. There's nothing, it's kol kule, kol kule. And then you can daven and you can be poil moedek Yeshua's. Because you have that mamish, like mamish the b'chin of Esther, but toys of Esther, but to daven, but teish, but to schaneloi, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the biggest mechis amalek. And Shalashudas, that whole Torah of Shalashudas, I thought if there was time I was going to say now, that's also a moedek, a very important yisod. But that is the whole vote is that Haman always tries to interfere. It comes to daven, it comes to here, but there, Machis Amalek, it's a mamish, a direct line. There's no Amalek line. Amalek always interferes in the best times, in our best times. That's why we're so angry with him. Whatever, it's not for now, it's another whole shit. The more you love somebody, when somebody tears somebody away from that love, the more you hate them. So Amalek always comes in the most private times. He comes always when we're in the Yichud Yom. Yovah Melech Haman Ayyev and Amishta. The king and queen are together, Hashem and Klal Yisrael is together, and Haman sticks his head there. Hey, what are you doing here? Hagam lichvish is Amalke imi baboyes. What are you doing here? You're taking Klal Yisrael away from me when she's in the palace. Titus in the Kodesh Kedoshim. What are you doing here? Titus are roaring me from Amalek. So Pshat is when he's out of there. So then we stay with them. Then we have a yichud with Hashem. Then it's just us. It's important to go to a private place. If your deer is loud, go to a shul. That's Tzavi Shul somewhere where no one's going to walk in there. You just walk up to Aron HaKodesh and just pour your heart out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and down with Hashem for everything and feel the simcha that we have who to hold on to hang on to. And then about it's important to learn the Heilige Torah. If you can learn the Sechel, Megillah, Mishnayos, or even, you know, even something, just because it's Kabbalah Satorim, but you get to learn Epsa Torah Shabbal Peh, which possibly should be a few Mishnayos. There's a famous Maisa, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, that he washed for the Purim Suda, right, and he realized he hadn't had time to learn yet. Just before he washed, he says, "Shnayim oichzim betala zeh ayimani mitzosia zeh ayimani mitzosia zeh ayim akulei shili zeh ayim akulei shili." Yeah, you love it. You know, he learned the pasuk, he learned the Mishnah, and then the first Mishnah in Bar Mitzvah, and then he washed his hands to learn some Torah Shabbat Peh, and to feel the whole time the simcha, the Ashrei Nimatov Chalkeinu. We feel unbelievable simcha. You know, that nothing can tear us away from Hashem. Okay.